We all know Halloween is at the end of October. Mardi Gras takes place in February. And every spring, Ann Arbor has full moon and festifools. This is Lisa Berry, and unless you've actually participated in those annual events, you may not quite know what they're all about. So we've gone to the source. We're connecting with one of the original creators of full moon and festifools, Mark Tucker. And he joins us now to give us some history and perspective on what is now the 11th year. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was something I really wanted to see. You know, as an artist, I had this strange idea. I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I got my first ventriloquist puppet. You know, that's about the age we all get our puppets.
Yeah.
I just realized that this thing had such incredible power. It was this inanimate object.
The dummy?
The dummy.
Okay. Just want to make sure I know exactly what we're talking about.
It just was a way for me to connect with other people and through this object that I would bring to life. And I realized other people brought it to life, right? And so fast forward many years, and I went to art school, and I ended up working at the Michigan Thanksgiving Parade right out of college, and was the art director there for a few years. And it was like nirvana for me. I stepped into this warehouse, and there were these giant, giant, huge sculptures. That really stuck with me. It just was something that excited me. I went to Italy a couple of times to this small seaside town called Viareggio, and they made 5-story tall papier-mâché puppets that were political. They were crazy. They were over the top. Thousands of people came to see them. They would pay $25 a euro just to get to see them. Of course, our events are free. But that same aesthetic was something I wanted to bring back.
Who knew that full moon and festifools came from Italy, really?
And yeah, I think that's where the aesthetic, at least in my heart, that's where it's coming from. It's a bit of a hybrid.
You call it spectacle art. Is it more spectacle or more art or 50-50?
One of the reasons I really love it is because part of the spectacle, the 50-50 part is the audience. Okay. Without the audience, we don't have that interaction with these inanimate anthropomorphic objects. My students are busy right now in the studio finishing theirs up for this Sunday, and even they don't understand the power that these so-called puppets are going to have when they get on the street and they start to interact with the crowd. So it's a little bit like a Ouija board. It's like, hey, am I moving this? Are you moving this? Is it moving us? But it's also part of the crowd is actually moving them. So
power of the puppets.
The power of the puppets.
That sounds pretty creative.
Power to the puppets.
Power to the puppets. We're talking to Mark Tucker, and you say my class, this is a class you actually teach at the University of Michigan.
Yes, I'm very fortunate to teach in the Lloyd Hall Scholars Program, and it's primarily non-art majors that are taking this course.
Non-art majors.
Right.
Why?
We're a writing and arts program, and so usually the first semester they've taken a writing course, and the second semester, which is now, they can opt for either, but often they'll take an art course with me, and little do they know that I'm going to take their first piece of art and show it to about, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people.
And that's the Friday night full moon parade? Would you call it a parade?
Well, I don't call either of these parades. People do. I think of it as a large, 2-block stage where anybody can show up on this stage and bring out their inner fool. And my students make the majority of the pieces for festifools, the large puppets, just because they take so long to make, many months. I would say Full Moon is almost 99% community made at our workshops that we've been holding for the last month. At the workshops, we hire artists who come in and help folks to sculpt their own pieces that light up.
Do your pieces have to light up?
At night, it helps. But they don't have to. But it's really great. We have 3 different places around Ann Arbor where people congregate at dusk, and then they walk through the streets of Ann Arbor and kind of like Pied Pipers bring people down to the event.
And I understand that it is spurring other events. I know of a group that's going to have a listening session. They're going to stand on the corner in the middle of this event and just listen.
It's about time people just listen to us. Close your eyes.
Well, you, the puppet of, I can see maybe they're going to hear the puppets.
Yeah, well, we definitely have. We also have a lot of music and drum groups that come along. Okay. On the street for Full Moon, we have live DJs. It turns kind of into a rave late at night. And there's a beer tent. There's just a lot of cool light art that's coming that is stationary and interactive. It's been growing every
Sounds
year.
Like it. And I told Mark Tucker before we started talking off the air that I've done several interviews on Full Moon, I got to say it right, and Festifools, and I'm still not quite sure what it is.
Yeah, and as we said, and we were talking about this earlier, and I said, you're not going to know much more after you talk to me either.
You created it.
Yeah. One of the beautiful things about being an artist is you create things that you want to see, for right. sure. You get an idea, but you have to let go of it. You don't really know where the idea is going to go. And that's why I've been able to keep doing this for the last 10 years. It's never gotten old. Hmm. It's always something new. The pieces my students are making with hundreds of volunteer hours from people in the community coming to help, when they get on the street, they just magically transform into something else, and it all turns into a crazy, wild performance.
You say pieces. Is that a puppet?
Puppets, yes.
So they're making puppets, and they wear them.
They wear them. Some of them are 12, 14 feet high. This year, we actually have some that are on wheels, so they're getting to be more like miniature floats. That's how large they are. But they all take three or four people to operate. So on long bamboo poles, people operate the arms. They go out into the audience. They hug small babies. Babies scream. They leave.
What feeling are you trying to evoke?
Well, this year, the theme is wishful thinking.
Okay, so there's a theme every year.
Yeah, every year.
Wishful thinking.
Right. And with the, not to get into politics too much, there are some pieces that may make us think about the direction that we're going in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was a point where I thought, well, maybe it's a little insensitive to be just out in the streets cavorting and having a joyous, fun time. But so many people told me, no, this is really the year we need that. And so there's some commentary about where this country may be going, but it's done in a funny, ironic, lighthearted way, I hope. And I hope people will come down. And we're building a wall in the middle of the street this year. We're having people write their wishful thoughts on the wall before it gets built. But then it might actually have some puppets come along and do some things to the wall. I don't want to give it all away, but...
All right. Well, we will put the website and connections and information to this year's Full Moon and Festifools on our website, WEMU.org. And we will put a picture of Mark Tucker and the suit he is wearing. It's a miracle I was able to concentrate. What exactly are you wearing?
Well, I do like to dress up for radio.
Of course. Yeah. I have a face for radio, but that's a whole other story.
But this will be the suit I'm wearing this year for Festifools. I like to...
Is it hand-painted?
It is. And can I get you one?
With a matching shirt and tie.
And?
Shoes.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take pictures. Check it out. Mark Tucker, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
on 89.1 WEMU.